Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me Too We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth. So help me God. You all, you were in the right place yet again.
Facts.
And thank you so much for keep coming back.
Come on now. Thank you, people. We love you.
That's when we get grateful. And just in case you forgot what this podcast was about, or if you're some of our newer listeners from our new countries that have been listening in, France, welcome to the team. We're so happy. Brazil, in the Emirates, we're excited about Dubai. And everybody else, thank you so much from the United States. We love you greatly, deeply, and we will never part from you.
Amen.
But just in case, like I said a moment ago, you don't know what this podcast is about, we're here to help marriages.
Yes.
We're here to help those that are engaged.
Yes.
And those that are seriously dating.
Amen.
We want you to get from me to we, one couple at a time.
Facts.
If you haven't already subscribed to be a part of our tribe, all we ask you to do is make sure you hit that notification button right there. Oh, and now guess what? You're a part of our team.
Official.
It's official. We are dating. Okay? And you can't break up with us, okay? We're going to take this the long haul. We're going to get married together, okay?
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Mm-hmm. We like commitment over here.
Come on now.
So
we're not afraid of the big C.
So he made me laugh. I couldn't even think. Yes, commitment, covenant. Are you ready? That's what we want to know. Are you ready for that? The thing that brought us to this episode is really what has caused us to do a different time schedule with the podcast, with our children, with life. You know, we're making sure that we're taking adequate time to make sure we get rest.
Come on now. Come on. So if you guys haven't noticed, we have been doing every 2 weeks now, just, you know, because we want to make sure we're giving you the best content possible.
Yeah.
And also we want to make sure we're spending more time with each other,
mm-hmm.
you and I,
mm-hmm.
my wife and me,
uh-huh.
me to we,
yeah.
as well as those dang kids.
Yeah.
Because they're getting older, people.
And I love it.
We're about to have a teenager in a hot minute.
Oh, my goodness. We have an official teenager coming. I feel like you're getting old, Connell. What are we gonna do?
I'm getting better. So him becoming a teenager, is that why he's acting all funny?
Yeah, because
he's about to get hit.
Yeah,
but that's
a
whole nother episode.
No, we'll talk about that in a minute. We're gonna need some help from you all about that, but we need some rest from some other things.
Yes.
Right. And so that's what it brought us to our title today.
Come on, give it to him.
All right, are you ready? Sleep on it.
You got to.
Yeah, you got to sleep on it.
Sometimes you got to just sleep on it.
Yes, before you make that decision, before you do something, before you say something, you better take a nap.
Come on. I'm not talking about don't sleep on me.
Yeah.
But sleep on it.
Yes,
yes. Because sometimes, you know, we can do things in the heat of the moment versus if we had time to kind of just mellow out and just sleep on it.
Yeah, sometimes you need a moment just to relax. And you know, I was thinking about this, you know, Connell said, oh my goodness, this is the episode. You know, we both go between things. We look at what's happening in life and we just tell each other, oh, this is a great topic. Oh, we just went through the situation, so we'll bring it to you guys.
Right.
And when he brought this up, I was like, you know what? This is so real. This is so facts. But I want you to think of something. Sometimes when you're thinking about sleep on it, you're just thinking, oh, should I just get a good night rest of sleep, you know,
right.
and that's it. But we're missing the rest part, right?
Okay.
And sometimes you need to just take a break, rest, mm-hmm. like we were saying a moment ago, and really think things through, right?
Right.
And I have noticed that when I sleep on something, the very next day, I have different perspective.
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
Especially when I'm angry, y'all.
Come on.
I'm just being real.
Again, because in the heat of the moment, we would do something in our flesh versus our right state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important that we take time to take a step back before we take a step forward and do something that we will regret.
Yeah, that's true. First of all, rest is important in your life. I mean, it just is. And it made me think, like, have we ever wondered why God created us to rest?
Oh.
Like, isn't that's like big to me. It's like, you know, I think about that and it's like, even he, when he created the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
He took 6 days, right? And on the seventh day he rested.
Facts.
Okay. And I really believe that rest was created to force all of us to slow down.
Yes.
Right. So we don't miss what's happening around us.
Agreed.
You know?
And when you say that, it's important that you really think about what rest is,
mm-hmm.
because rest doesn't necessarily mean sleep.
Yeah.
It can just mean a down period where you're not thinking so much, you're not doing so much, but you kind of just mellowing out.
Yeah.
That way you can really take in what's going on around you.
Exactly. And rest is so important. There's so many benefits to resting. Like, you can improve your thought organization. Like,
yes.
Like, people think organization is just for your closet, right? or for your car or something like that. No, that's not it. Rest or thought organization is when you can really go through and flow through your thoughts and say, okay, I need to do this, 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 and you know what? And then taking breaks in between and not feeling rushed to get to the next thing.
Facts.
The other thing is that it can also help you if you have any type of stress. It alleviates stress. It'll slow you down. And then you're just like, you know what? I'm okay. I'll be all right. And then the other thing is when you are rested, I don't know about y'all, but whenever me and Connell have gone on a vacation, especially with the kids too, when we get back, right, and we get that extra day just to rest from the vacation,
facts,
from the other rest, right,
facts,
I notice that I have a greater appreciation for things around me. You know, I just go, you know what, this bed is nice, you know what I'm saying? These pillows are pretty fluffy, you know what, I love you, right? And rest will keep you from being aggravated with your spouse.
Agreed.
You guys, can I tell them an interesting fact?
Come on. You got okay. One? Give it
I'm serious. I got some scientific information, okay? And this is what scientists from the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine concluded. They said that good sleep is the key to a good marriage, okay? According to the researchers, lack of sleep is the main cause of poor relationships between spouses.
Okay.
You know? Think about it. When you're sleepy, everything annoys you about them. You know? You're like, oh, why you laying like that? Why are you chewing your food like that? Why are you always talking? You know what I'm saying? It's always something because you're annoyed that they're doing something. And this gets even better. The researchers studied 35 healthy couples and they observed them for 10 days, recording how much time they needed to fall asleep and as well as the duration of their sleep so that they could verify, you know, is it quality? Are they getting REM?
Okay,
things
okay.
like this. And this is what they found. You're going to love this one, okay? Now, during the study, the experts found that a long, happy marriage will only be possible if the couples get enough sleep at night. And if partners do not sleep well, the risk of conflict increases significantly.
Significantly. So what you're saying, if I'm listening to what you're saying,
is I could have told them that.
Is that I need to give you a Tylenol PM tonight.
Uh-huh.
So you wake up on a better side of the bed tomorrow.
Yes.
And then it's just going to make my life that much easier.
Yes, you'll be happy with me. You know, overall, you'll be happy with me. I'll be happy with you. But I just want you to think about that. Even, let's go deeper than that. Why is it that God, okay, let's go back to that original question, wanted us to rest? What is it about rest? What does it do? And it's all about you finding that peace and safety in him.
Facts. And also, it's something about slowing us down, because if you think about it, this generation or this time that we're in with mm-hmm. COVID and everything,
yeah.
we can make ourselves busy.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we have to get rest and have to slow down,
yeah.
we can literally sit back and enjoy each other's company. We can take stock of what's really important.
Yeah.
And really focus in on that versus the minuscule things that aren't that important, and we can kind of get lost in those things.
Yeah, and I'm just not talking about, and I'm in 100% agreement with you, Connell. I want to make sure I'm not taking away. I want to add to this, okay? But, you know, sometimes we rest in the wrong things, right? And so we can think like, oh, I rested and I watched TV, right?
Okay.
But sometimes TV can make your mind race, right?
Okay.
Or it'll put other thoughts in your mind, and don't watch one of those reality shows. It's over. You know, you'll start finding issues with your mate because you're so tired, okay? But I'm talking about resting in him, resting in the Lord.
Yes.
And I love that scripture in Matthew 11:28. I mean, it just gets me fired up, where God says this, come to me, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Stop trying to get your type of rest. I'm talking about my rest, where you
Facts.
It's peace and safety where he's at, where you know you're protected, where you know that you're loved, and then you can make a good decision the next morning because you slept on it, right?
Amen.
You slept on it with him, right? You gave him all your cares, all your worries. Oh, don't give me your scripture face. Can I tell him one more?
Give it to him, because as you're saying this, my mind is wandering and I want to add to it. Continue.
Okay. Matthew 11:28-30. Okay. I'm in that same vein in Matthew, right?
Right.
But I'm going to read it completely out because we have to give all justice. We need to say precept upon precept and give honor where honor is due, and we don't change the word of God, okay? But it says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Mm. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
Yes.
You hear this?
Yes.
And learn from me.
Yes.
For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Facts.
Don't you want to go there?
All day.
All day.
I'm on the bus.
You're on the, you know, take a rest, like sleep on it bus. Yes. Is what you said? Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Because as you're saying all this, it really goes back to the question you actually asked, where you're saying, like, why did God want us to rest?
Yeah.
And if you really, like, what you just put in the context, we haven't even think about it even more, or put it more in context for me, is that he wants us to rest because he wants us to pray about it.
Mm.
So if you think about it, if you don't rest on a situation or something that's got you heated and bothered, right?
Yeah, right.
You're going to act rashly and abruptly, mm-hmm. versus taking that rest, mm-hmm. sleeping on it, mm-hmm. and then even praying about what you're really trying to solve.
Yeah, think about it. You're right. No, you're absolutely right about it. And I want you all to think about this. Think about the last time that you got into a disagreement with someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a couple things. If you're stressed about finances, that's going to do it. But the other thing, the main thing is, if you're not getting enough rest, think of how many things we jam-pack in a day. Think
right.
about that. You know, I'm talking to parents, okay? You got the kids. Don't let them be in teen years and they're in any type of activities. You got to get them to their activities. You got to pick them up, and school season is about to start, right? Then you got your mate if you're married, right? If you're dating, you got date nights, right? But then you got work above all things, right? You got all the work, right? Then you go to church. You know, some of us go to church only some of the time, not all of the time, right? We'll talk about that. That's a whole nother episode, right? But then you're doing all these different things, jam-packing so much in your day that you don't even remember when it started and when it ended, and they all begin to merge.
Facts.
And you are just completely drained, and then you need to make a decision on a weary mind.
Facts.
Yeah, that's not what God called us to do. And again, I'll tell you what he called us to do.
Say it.
He said it in Hebrews 4:9-11. He said, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his.
Mm.
Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience.
Wow.
And let me repeat that, by following their example of disobedience. You know, if you don't take that rest, if you don't take that break,
right.
and really think about something, right, you're acting in disobedience to the Lord.
Facts.
He asked that. He says 6 days he worked and 7 days he rested. He's telling you, follow my example.
Come on.
I got this covered.
Who wants to be more like God? Come on.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question though.
Mm-hmm.
With rest,
mm-hmm.
can rest be intentional or can it be accidental?
What do you mean?
Okay, so the reason I asked that, so you know how you come home,
uh-huh.
and you're tired and you're dealing with these different things,
mm-hmm.
and you'll fall asleep and you'll be like, oh no, when did I fall asleep? What happened? You know, yada, yada, yada.
Because yeah.
you don't know when you fell asleep. Versus when you intentionally choose to get rest, you've turned everything off, you've settled in, and you're focusing in on just resting your mind, your body, and your spirit.
Mm.
So what I'm saying is, there a difference between the two for the fact of, will one give you more than the other? You know what I'm saying?
No, but I love you. I really do. You lost.
Okay, in my mind.
You went too deep.
I got deep, but in my mind, I think the latter is what you benefit from the most, when you actually plan out that rest,
yeah.
and be intentional about getting that rest. Because if you accidentally go about getting rest,
yeah.
something's going to come up that keeps
yeah.
you from it. Versus actually setting aside that time, hey, right now I'm going to rest. I'm giving myself an hour to rest.
Okay.
And you'll be more intentional about doing that versus free-falling it and just seeing what happens.
Oh, I get what you should have said it like that the first time.
Oh, okay.
You did,
because okay.
I was like, oh, I need to take a nap.
I'm trying.
I ain't know what you meant.
I'm trying to be intentional.
You know, you're right. You know, like if you try and just jam in some sleep, a little nap here and there, you're never going to feel really rested. So I agree with you 100%. You do have to plan that. So you're going to, that means you're going to have an organized day so that you can take the time and go from there. But when we're saying in this episode for you to sleep on it, right? If we're saying to sleep on it,
right.
we're saying like before you make a move, before you do what you're about to do, like somebody made you mad at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go ahead and quit, right?
Right.
You need to sleep on it, okay? Right, before you tell your kids how you shouldn't have done anything. I should have never. You should take. You know what?
Come on.
you need to sleep on it.
Tell your kids, like, why did I have you? You better calm down, pump your brakes, and sleep on it.
Exactly. Before you say something disrespectful to your family members, like your mother or your father, come on, you better sleep on it.
Come on,
okay?
You can't, right? Words hurt people, and you cannot take them back.
You cannot.
So you have to use them wisely.
Yes.
So sleep on these words so you can use the correct ones the first time and not have to apologize for it the second time.
Yes. And then above all else, if you're talking to your mate, right, you better sleep on it before you let them know, hey, maybe I want a divorce. Maybe I want this. Maybe I don't know if I'm into you anymore. Before you make those statements, sleep on it and see how you feel about it in the next morning.
You know, it's funny, as you say it again, I think about the times we've had our heated fellowship and you falling asleep, and I've been like, thank God she went to sleep. Oh my goodness, yes. Because I already know you'll be better about it tomorrow. Because the one thing I know about you is, like, once you slept on it, it kind of just rolls off your back and it's not even that big of a pressing deal. Mm-hmm. We're going to address it just so we don't lose the heated fellowship and lose a good argument per se.
Yeah.
But it's not something that's going to linger, that's going to be an obstacle between us.
Okay.
Once you've slept on it. But I promise you, whenever you fall asleep, I'm like, thank you, Lord. You knew exactly what I needed.
Well, you know, let me be clear, because I want to make sure I tell everyone this. I don't go to sleep overnight and then I'm good the next morning. Usually I've gone to sleep during the day or midday because I'm that angry. I've gotten so worked up, right? And I slept through the day and then I just get up because I have this thing. And I mean, it's biblical too, but I have this thing. If I go to sleep overnight, I will have a bad dream. You know, it'll do something to me and it actually will make the matter worse for me, because then I've had this whole imaginary world called nightmares or dreams where I think our argument has continued, right? I'm just speaking for me. I'm not talking about everybody, but there's somebody out there that's like me. So I think that is why God said, do not go to bed angry, because I have done it. I have been disobedient and done it, and it doesn't work. I'm telling you all this. And so I want you guys to go into a day of rest, right? So if you think of the word Sabbath, which is also the seventh day, right? Mm-hmm. It means day of rest, okay?
Yes.
And so remember, God said in Mark 2:27, God said that, you know, hey, Sabbath was made to the benefit of man, not man the benefit of Sabbath, right? I mean, that's what he said. And so he was saying, I did this for you, for your own good, okay? There's a purpose. It's to preserve your health and to prevent burnout. Okay.
Hey, sometimes we don't know what's good for us.
Yeah. And we got to make sure that we're recharging physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God has it so that we recharge every 7 days.
Yes.
And sometimes you need to recharge spiritually when you go to the Word, when you go into the fellowship in the assemblies of the Lord, when you go on a Wednesday for a Bible service, you re-up, you get your battery charged, you get your spirit man fed, and you go back on Sunday, you get your spirit man fed. Don't try and make it on a half tank when you need to go a full distance with the Word of God. You need Him all day, every day. And if you can get into the house of the Lord more than that, do it. Okay?
Agreed.
You hear me?
See, I appreciate everything you're saying, and as you're speaking to me and you're feeding into me,
yes,
you're only letting me realize that I need a 3-day weekend.
You need,
because my stuff gets heavy during those first 4 days, so I got to recharge an even extra day. So, and God knows my heart, so He wanted me to start on Thursday evening.
Yeah.
So like today, I don't know if I'm going to work tomorrow. I hope my boss ain't listening to this podcast.
You better stop,
because I need a 3-day weekend.
Does Connell, and you better make sure. But I want to make sure that nobody gets to the point where you are so overwhelmed, right, that you just say, hey, I can't take it anymore. I suggest not letting it get to that point.
Facts.
Okay? I'm serious. Stress builds and it will eventually burst.
Yeah.
You cannot hold all that in. If you don't speak for yourself, your body will. Okay?
Pressure breaks pipes.
Ooh, you better say that. And I'm telling you, stress is the biggest stressor of them all. Okay?
Amen.
So we're just telling you, just have a greater appreciation for what you have around there. Go ahead and make sure you get the rest that you need. Get that mind. Get your body, get your spirit, get your muscles, get your marital muscles rested, okay? And then make sure that you're taking time so that you can have a break for communication, and then that you're spending quiet time together with your mate, okay?
Amen.
That's positive.
I receive that. Yes, yes. Rhonda, you can rest assured I'm going to listen to this. What song?
Oh, okay. That's good. I thought you said something else.
No. Calm down. Pump your brakes. Rest assured, your boy got this.
Okay, good. Rest assured. Thank you all so much for listening to the Meet We Talk podcast. We thank you for letting us tell you the truth.
We thank you for letting us tell you the whole truth.
And thank you for letting us tell you nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Yes. Amen and amen. We'll see you next time.